Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday, the day after the Packers release their 2024 schedule. Hey, I'm pretty happy with that schedule. I understand there are going to be some rough patches there, probably towards the end. There's a bit of a stretch where, yeah, the Packers are going to have to turn it around quickly against some quality opponents, but man, a lot of noon kickoffs, a lot of primetime games, a lot of opportunities to see this young and upcoming Packers team. I'm incredibly excited. And speaking of young and the Packers, I mean, they have made it abundantly clear that they're going to keep leaning on their youth. They are going to continue, obviously, on offense, but now definitely on defense. They're going to mix in a whole lot of rookie and second-year players who will be counted on to basically do some on-the-job training. It's not as much as, okay, we're just let them out there and learn. Obviously, they're going to do a lot of that learning as far as the classroom and the technique side of it this offseason in the classroom, on the practice field. But man, we know that no matter what you do as far as offseason work or even training camp, where things are never full speed, you're certainly not tackling, it's certainly not full contact, full go, you are going to make some mistakes. And you are counting on a lot of rookies and a lot of young players to, you know, learn from those mistakes, hopefully not repeat them, and develop right before your eyes. Obviously, we saw a lot of that on offense last year. Got to think we're going to see a bunch of that this year on defense, especially with the Coopers and Bullards of the world probably getting a bunch of opportunities. Who knows really what happens, how it shakes out in training camp. Maybe an Evan Williams jumps up and lays claim to regular playing time. Any number of combinations could occur, but it's pretty clear that despite competition, quote unquote, you're going to have a lot of young guys making mistakes. We saw Luke Musgrave getting chewed out on national television last year in Vegas, and he clearly grew as the season went on, became a very exciting player, obviously missed some time there with the injury, but there's no doubt that you saw him improve. We saw his tight end running mate, Tucker Kraft, go from looking completely lost in camp and or the beginning of the season to looking like a bona fide NFL tight end by the end of the year. So there is no question in my mind that we are going to see some of those kind of mistakes, growing pains, problematic kind of stretches from these young kids on defense. And it's something to remember that just because things may look disheveled or kind of disorganized, or guys may be out of position or miss tackles or whatever early in the season, the hope is the more time they have on the field, the more reps they get, the more live actual NFL reps they get in bulk, en masse, so to speak, early in the process. So as the season goes on, you get to November, you know, definitely by December, you hope you got a good lean fighting unit that has learned from those mistakes, now sees the speed of the game, knows, all right, those angles I took in college, they're not going to cut it in the NFL. Things like that, that hopefully they compile experience-wise as the year goes on and they hit, you know, their stride, so to speak, at the same time the offense hit their stride last year, because that's when you want to be playing your best ball. So that's obviously a dream. That's the hope. It's never as easy as, well, this is what we're going to do, and then it just happens. There's clearly so much that goes into it, but I'm excited. I just hope people remember those frustrations we saw at the beginning of last season, especially on the offensive side of the ball. They did lead to something pretty great towards the end of the year. Let's just try and remember that when we're watching early in the year, and undoubtedly some, you know, games or even stretches of games where things are a little frustrating on the defensive side, especially young players, new system, new scheme. I obviously have all the faith in the world in Matt and his staff, Jeff Hafley, all the guys that he's assembled. They will coach him up, but there are going to be mistakes and there are going to be frustrating moments. It's just something to keep in mind. Hello to everybody in the comments. Hope you're all doing well. So good to see each and every one of you. Hope you're enjoying your Thursday here. Hello. What's up? Well, look at all these folks here. We got all sorts of regulars in attendance. Got people who I've seen plenty old times. So good to see you. Who else we got here? We got, oh, don't want to lose that one. Inner Bush, what a name. Airborne Division. How do you think the new kickoff rules will affect guys' snaps on special teams, i.e. more of Watson and Reed returning kicks, Bullard and King on kick coverage? I think Bullard and King on kick coverage is a legit possibility. Watson and Reed returning, I'd be very surprised if they put Watson out there in any semblance of a return role. Reed, perhaps. I think it depends on how much they're utilizing him on offense. I do think, you know, Keyshawn Nixon's going to get every opportunity to return every single kick. That's one of the big reasons they signed him with the change in the rules. There's a lot more, I think, chance for contact here and hopefully breaking tackles or getting out of things. And I don't know that they're going to put in some of those frontline types to be a receiver when they, or well, to be a kick returner when they've got, you know, a number of guys on hand. And especially when they have Nixon on hand to do it particularly. Let's see what we got here, folks. Oh, my God, a bunch of super chat. What's up, Mibsy? Olive Branch from 1265, 50-year-old weirdo comedy tour. Ah, yes, I was somewhat featured in the schedule release video. Packers Digital reached out to me about a month ago. I was very flattered and very excited. And as I put up on Twitter this morning, I very much appreciate them including me. It was very kind of nebulous, the brief of you know, what they wanted me to do. Duke Bobber, who I've known forever and is kind of at this point kind of heading up digital, he said something that, you know, shows that it's you, but not too on the nose of it being Aaron Nagler, like Cheesehead TV style. He suggested maybe I sing, which I thought would have been fun, but I couldn't figure out a song that, you know, they would be able to clear the rights for. And Motel Men songs really don't lend themselves to a cappella versions. So I asked him, he's like, do you mind if I do a Henny Youngman stand-up bit? And he said, I'm very interested to see where that goes. So I posted on Twitter this morning my full quote audition. Obviously it's not a real audition, but and they used a snippet of it. And I was, again, very flattered to be asked and to be included. Air, what's up, man? Finally able to tune in live, giving my random Packer, Duan Harris, legend, the old used car salesman. I love Duan Harris. OG Packer right there. Jesse, what's going on? Nags, awesome to see you part of the release. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And hey, speaking of the schedule and the schedule release, that does mean that now the dates are set, the times, dates, what have you, are all set for the Packers schedule, which means you're going to need some Packers tickets, which means you want to utilize Ticket King. That's right. There's a link in the description of this video. We'll take you directly to Ticket King. Home games, away games, preseason, regular season, it doesn't matter. They have them. Packers tickets at Ticket King. You can get them through the link in the description of this video. Or if you're out and about and you have the Cheesehead TV app, or you're on the website at cheeseheadtv.com, we have links to each individual game. Make sure you go there, buy the tickets you need. Ticket King has every single game. Do it, folks. And you'll be supporting a company that is based in Wisconsin. They have a office almost directly across the street from Lambeau Field. You don't want to utilize Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national chains. Use Ticket King. Support local ticket brokers. Got to do it, people. Like I said, there's a link in the description of this video. Use it. Jason, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Do you think the NFL is hedging their bets that the Packers will be one of the best teams in the NFL this year? I've never seen that many primetime games in a row that late in the season. I think there's some of that. I don't know about hedging bets, but I think there's some, you know, allure to the Packers as the season progresses. Plus, I mean, hell, would you have wanted the Packers in primetime at the beginning of last season? So I think there's an idea that, yes, you know, as the season progresses, things start to get, you know, more dramatic and the narratives form. I do think there's a sense that, yeah, the Packers will probably be pretty good. But I also think the Packers are a draw regardless, especially now that Jordan Love has shown something. I mean, no one's crowning him. No one's anointing him. But he's clearly got a chance to be a top young quarterback in this league. And the Packers, regardless of who's playing quarterback, are almost always a draw. So you put those two together, it's catnip for the league executives. That's, I think, a big, big part of it. Robert, thanks for the super chat, man. With a new DC and continued youth movement, how far into the season before you would think we'd have a good idea as to their identity? That's a good question, Robert. I mean, I'm always, I don't know, kind of trepidatious around the term identity. You know, I think some of it will be kind of revealed right as they go along. But I also think some of it is a mentality that gets instilled in training camp this summer. You know, the sooner they understand the physical nature of what they're being asked to do and how it differs from maybe what they've done in the past, the better it is going to be for everybody. I think that's incumbent upon Halfley and company to instill that right away. And hopefully Matt as well, kind of reiterating that concept he's talked so many times about, but seems to have eluded his defenses so far, that 11 hats to the ball. And you know it when you see it. He's talked about it, that, you know, turning on the Texans tape and I see that play style. It is a play style thing, and it is hard to pinpoint. It's hard to kind of say that's it. But I think when you see it, you know it. And as far as how long it's going to take, man, your guess is as good as mine. I got to suspect, as I said at the top, there are going to be plenty of mistakes along the way. It's just, the hope would be they're not costing you games. You're learning from them. You're building something, and you hit your stride as the weather turns and, you know, playoffs implications start to heat up. December heading into January, you're playing your best ball. That's the idea, right? That's the hope. And that sets up well for the Packers because, they, like I said, they're going to take their lumps early. Terminal Frost, what's up? Nags, enjoy your trip with your dad. Random Packer, Kabir Baja Biamila. Man, Kabir. I remember when Kabir got paid and everyone got freaked out. And it was like, who else is rushing the passer on this team? Good times. Good times. Jake, thanks for the super chat. Random Packer, Aaron Rouse. Just talked about him the other day on Happy Hour. Aaron Rouse. He of the big-time Lambeau interception of Peyton Manning. Good times. Bradley, thanks for the super chat. Random Packer actor Terry Crews, 1993 Camp Body. Yes, he has been utilized as a Random Packer before. Cheesehead Joey, thanks for the super chat. Tonyan signing with the Lions next year then? Yes. Bobby Tonyan signing with the Minnesota Vikings, joining Aaron Jones. Absolutely. Making the tour, right? Began as a Lion. Spent time, obviously, with the Packers, then spent a year with the Bears. Now, hitting up the Vikings. You know, got to make the tour. Got to make the tour. I mean, you're really burying the lead there. I mean, there was another Packers legend that signed with an NFL team today, and that would be one Ty Summers signing down in Jacksonville. Nobody tell Brandy. Chad, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. With all the talk about short arms since the draft, sometimes I think we're talking about T-Rex instead of football players. Random Packer, Blaze Winter. Blaze Winter, that's an excellent pull. Chad, yeah, the short arms thing, I'm so done with it. I've been done with it. I mean, Brian Bulaga should have put that to bed. If you can play, you can play. I don't care how long your arms are. Yes, will they give you trouble against certain guys? Yeah, probably, but they're going to, like, undoubtedly find ways to help you if there's a particular pass rusher that gives you trouble. Like, if you can play, you can play. And like, look, I understand you got to get on the field. You got to prove it against NFL competition. No one's anointing anyone. But, man, you put on that tape and kid can play. I'm so sick of short arms. It's the draft industrial complex run amok. Dusty, thanks for being a Carry the G Club member. Appreciate you. Great schedule this year. When is Carry the G 2024 release video coming out? Random Packer, Raven Green. Oh, Raven Green's a good call. Raven did a piece for us for our draft guide a couple years, like 4 or 5 years ago. Good dude. As far as Carry the G 2024 release video, we did a video for the release of it last year. And I can't say, but I would probably keep your eyes open for a release sometime around the lead up to training camp. That's as close as I can get to specifics at this point. Nathaniel, thank you for the super chat. Very generous. Thanks, man. Headed to Milwaukee Metal Fest this weekend. Planning on carrying the G in every pit I'm in, drinking the venue out of Spotted Cow, and using what little hearing I have left to take in some 97.3 The Game. Nathaniel, that sounds like an amazing weekend. I hope you have a great time. Yeah, Metal Fest. Come on. Hell yes. And yeah, drink all the Spotted Cow you can, man. And look, when you drink that Spotted Cow and you tell people like myself or anyone that you are drinking Spotted Cow, do not pay any attention to anyone. Go, that's not even their best beer. Well, no one cares, dudes. No one cares. Like, don't be a beer snob on someone else's kind of vibe, right? If someone's excited to come home to Wisconsin or come to Wisconsin in general and enjoy a delicious Spotted Cow, don't be that dude. Don't be that guy. Yeah, I like Moon Man better. No one cares. nobody cares. Zero humans care. Don't be that person. That's all I'm asking. On Culture, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Packers knocked it out of the park on the schedule release. Never thought I'd see a video with Nagler, Grassi, and Eloise in it. I mean, I knew Kerry Eloise was going to be in it because Wallers sent me some behind-the-scenes pics, and I was very, very jealous that he got to meet him. It's weird to hear him with an American accent, right? Like, I know that's his accent, but, like, obviously Princess Bride is just burned in your brain when it comes to Kerry Eloise. That or maybe Robin Hood, Men in Tights, where he also uses an English accent, so... And I've seen him in plenty of movies where he's American. I get it. But it's like, it's still weird to hear an American accent come out of his mouth. That's just me. Although I did love him doing the Brett Favre line from Something About Mary. That was great. Mike, thanks for the super chat, man. Everyone worried about Love extension. Not me. We'll get done. I'm worried about them not extending 97. He should be a Packer for life. Random Packer equals Ty Detmer. Yeah, I thought they would have Kenny Dunn before the draft. I did think that was... at least in the works. We know Tom Silverstein reported that was their intention, not to do it before the draft, but to sign Kenny to an extension. I still think that is a possibility it happens. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I do hope Kenny gets one more deal in Green Bay. I know it'd be very rare, breaking some precedents, but he's one of my all-time favorite Packers. I really hope they can get it done because I still think he's an amazing player. Robert, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Nags, so when does Aaron Rodgers sign with the Vikings this year? He must come full circle asking for a friend. I don't think anytime soon, man. He's got to go on that 6-game primetime tour with the Jets. 6 primetime games. I did like Mike North from the league office saying today that they felt like Rodgers owed them one because they only got 4 snaps out of him last year. So they're going to spam us with Aaron Rodgers content all throughout 2024. They being the NFL. I'm so looking forward to it. Joe, what's up? Thanks for the super chat, man. I already told Brandy. Oops. Random Packer, Tiger Green. Tiger Green. On Culture, thanks again, man. Can't wait for the vids of Nags drunkenly dancing in Brazil like he's Ron Swanson and shitty Shefty can F off. Yeah, I mean, I put a video up this afternoon about, you know, I know Schefter made the comments on ESPN Wisconsin yesterday. Man, I am not spending a summer worrying about Packers quarterback contract drama, no matter how much they try and gin it up. And I know that's what ESPN likes to do, but nope. It'll be done by camp. If it ain't done by camp, we'll talk about it, but it'll get done by camp. Done. There. Go enjoy your summer. See how easy that is? See how easy life can be if you let it? That's what I want to do. I just want to let everyone know that life can be easy if you allow it to be. What else we got? Fans not wearing green in Brazil is another story. Brandy, I'm fascinated to see if that gets enforced. I know it is the kind of tradition and frowned upon by the local whatevers, fans, what have you, to wear green in that stadium. But they ain't playing. None of those teams are playing. It's the Eagles and Packers, for God's sakes. I will say, though, the easy way for the NFL to get around it, as far as the teams go, is, like, you know, the Eagles, who are give the home team, quote unquote, wearing their black uniforms and the Packers wearing their road whites, and away you go. You're fine. But yeah, the fans in the stands, as someone on Twitter put up to me yesterday or 2 days ago, they were like, I don't know how I feel about this, you know, outlawing of green in the stadium, because if I show up with my Jair Alexander jersey and they don't let me in, we're going to have a problem. Can you imagine? Dennis, what game for the meetup? Dennis, I had a nice back and forth with Charlene today, our grand matriarch of the Patreon Happy Hour and Carry the G Club members worldwide. We have an idea, but we will discuss it on Happy Hour next week. But there's a good chance we think we have a good idea of what week we want it to be, what game we want it to be. But you'll have to be at Happy Hour. Or just keep an eye on the Patreon page, the Carry the G page. We'll announce it after Happy Hour next week. But next Tuesday night, we will have Happy Hour, and we will discuss the Cheesehead TV meetup for 2024. And all shall be revealed. I love it. Ayahuasca, random NFC Norther, Robert Tonyan, go Pack, go. He really has completed the whole sweep, hasn't he? It's pretty amazing. I mean, God bless him. He wants to stay close to home. Can you blame him? Really nothing wrong with that. All right, everybody, I got to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow. Go Pack, go.